Monday, February 2nd, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take attendance.
I'm not here.
We know that.
Can you hear us?
I can hear.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, did you say roll?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Vic Carlson. I'm on the agenda today. I just wanted to attend to the meeting in the event that I might be able to provide some input or insight into my case file.
Okay. When we get to that point, we'll make sure that you know when it's your turn.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Here.
Brian.
Present.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
The current copy of the Opens Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Now would be the time for public comment. So if anybody has anything to comment that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward.
Sorry, I'm gonna bug you guys today. Hey, I'm gonna toot my horn, as you could call it, for a second.
Would you state your name?
Oh, I'm Stephanie, the treasurer. I'm not saying anything bad about our last treasurer or the treasurer before or anything like that. The last treasurer taught me a lot. She also taught me the confidence to get up here and say what I'm going to say. Last year our distress warrants were 127. This year I got them down to 58 with the help of the girls. Also last year our real estate taxes advertising list was 304. This year, as of Friday, we got it down to 123. So I just want to say thank you to all the girls. And if you see any of the girls, tell them thank you and appreciate everything that they do, because it also helps with the advertising costs and with also working on the county tax sales. We've got some of them to come in and pay. We're getting them taken care of. One of them was huge, so that also helps the budget. So I'm just kind of wanting to toot the horn of the treasurer's office for working
so
hard.
All right, good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for everything you do.
We're trying.
Thanks. You bet. Come on up, Paula. Go ahead and state your name.
Yes. Paula Winty with Northeast Nebraska Telephone. I'm just here to give a follow-up from the May visit when Pat and I came to tell you about taking the fiber to the home. We have completed 80 miles of fiber drops in Dakota County, including rural Dakota County and the village of Homer. We have just recently started advertising and doing open houses to install and have about 75 active customers of the 400 drops that we brought. So I just wanted to let you know how we're doing at getting our rural Dakota County customers connected to fiber internet.
So the feedback to the 75 that you have, they're happy with the services?
Oh, my gosh. The Village of Homer is where we started first, so yep. They probably have the majority of them. So excited to get rid of what they had before and just have a local service that's answering the phones and coming out to install and do their troubleshooting if they have any.
All right. Sure. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Cool. Anybody else for public comment? Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from January 20th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims from January 18th to January 31. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of monthly account payable claims. And approval of annual noxious weed report, which there's a copy in your guys' file. I came in earlier today, went through payroll and claims, and everything appears to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
I'll second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff? Jeff?
Yes.
Rick?
Sorry. Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
New business. We'll start with Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling to give us a board update. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here.
I have really exciting news for you all. And then I just want to give a little bit, a couple updates on legislative stuff that we're tracking. So first, we officially received our contract to build the new CSU and Detox Center Friday. And so we should be seeing ground moved this week. I'm hoping, fingers crossed. But wanted to tell you some exciting facts. Actually, I have some stuff for you guys if you want these. There's one more. So we were able to get it 100% funded, which is amazing. And so thank you all for your investment on the $25,000 that the county contributed. We did find out from the state of Nebraska, DHHS did a cost analysis, and in year one, we're going to save the state $1.4 million by having this facility in Dakota County. And year two, we're going to save the state $1.7 million. So it's pretty exciting. And those are based off of, you know, reducing jail time, reducing hospitalization. So very exciting. So we're hoping to have a ribbon cutting here in the next month, and I will send you all an invite for that. So I hope you can come. The sign is up, though, so if you do drive by, you can see, and it says Dakota County Commissioners on our sign as one of the funders. Yeah. Second thing, I just want to tell you a couple bills that we're following. We're in support of LB 722. What that's going to do is it's going to help expand access services, and it has to do with housing for individuals that are struggling with severe mental illness. That's through the region. The region is sponsoring that bill. The second one is LB 724, and that's, we really would like to have a cost analysis done on the all the behavioral health and how will that impact in the long run for us. Two things that we're opposing is LB 1040. So what that's doing, it's adding, it actually has to do with EPCs, and it's allowing anybody to help with that EPC process where family members can then refer for EPCs. So we are not in support of that bill. And then the next one is LB 1043. That's moving all psychotropic and antidepressants to a preferred list, which is not good. What that means, so like, for example, blood pressure medication, you're going to know it works within 2 to 3 days. Psychotropics usually take 6 to 8 weeks, and if we have somebody right now on the preferred list, that means they have to go off that medication and go on a different medication to try it out, and you have to taper them down, be on that medication, and then taper them up, and what are you going to do in the meantime? It's supposed to be a cost savings, but really there's probably likelihood of crisis during that time. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to talk about that. Another thing is you probably are already familiar with some DHHS budget cuts. $155 million is being cut from the budget. $89 million of that has to do with moving around behavioral health. So that's a big concern that we're tracking right now. And then the last thing is DHHS is proposing service definition changes. What that means is every service that we provide has a definition, and it tells us how we run the program. I did send in a letter to Mr. Goncharowski, who is the head of Medicaid, also to Dr. Janicek, who's over DBH. I also sent it to Glenn Meyer, our senator, and now I'm sharing this with you all. But there's three major concerns we have. There's several, but the three major ones is that they're requiring a psychiatrist to be in place now in certain programs versus a psychiatric nurse practitioner. We have a huge shortage of psychiatrists. That's going to be a huge burden on our community. Another one is they're asking to have pre-authorizations for all services. That, again, is taking us backwards. Right now, you know, we have open access clinic. Anybody can walk in at any time for mental health intake. We would have to close that off. We would no longer be able to do that. We'd have to call insurance, get a pre-authorization for somebody to come in and get mental health and substance abuse services. It's going backwards. And then the last one is that they are now going to, they're proposing we are required to do in-person psychotherapy for crisis. Again, we're going backwards. You know, we cover from here all the way to Cherry County, and
some part of the states, it's just not practical.
It's not, and we want to be able to use telehealth. And so this, one of the service definitions is saying you have to be in person. It's just not, I mean, that's silly. So with the technology we have. So that's just a little bit of update I have for you guys. And again, thank you for your support. We're really excited about the new detox center coming. And it's going to, I don't know, I think, I'll just share this again, but it's going to be bringing probably close to 45 new jobs to the area, which is another great thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. Thank you for, yes. You know, getting that ball started originally. Yes. And yeah. It's definitely a great addition to our community. And not only the people that serve in our community, but our law enforcement too, because it'll make some things easier for them also. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thanks.
Heather Millard to discuss the M Avenue project.
Millard.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Close. Very close. I've talked to quite a few of you about this in the past.
Yep.
But paving M Avenue. Hubbard is now paving between the end of the highway, essentially, to the bridge. And they've started the infrastructure on that this fall.
Okay.
I would like to see the rest of it paved. Working with Game and Parks on a project that I'm working on out by the lake, there are about 16,000 people that just go to the park between April and October of every year. They don't even count winter. And I've talked to more people about ice fishing, how disappointing it is that they haven't been able to get out there this year. So I think, and going back in notes, the park started in just getting drawn up in 2009. It was finished in 2015. And I don't know how long you've been at the County Department of Roads, but like, it's got to be at least once a year that somebody comes in that M Avenue is crap, trying to get their campers out to the park. It's time. I realize, though, y'all are busy, and you've got a lot of other projects. So I had called Marty and talked to him about helping spearhead putting this together. When I was working on my project, I met a lot of people within the infrastructure in the state of Nebraska and would like to use my resources that I've gained, because I realize this can't be just a county project. It's going to have to be NRD. It's going to have to be PABIO. It's going to have to be USDA. It's going to have to be all of them together. Mm-hmm. To work together to get this to fruition.
Yep.
So I would like to volunteer my services and get really going on this to see this happen. Work with the board, work with a couple members of the board, work with the Department of Roads, work with whoever, but I would really like to see 2026 be the year that M Avenue can be paved to the park.
Yeah, if you'd be interested in, you know, like say, spearheading that. Mm-hmm. And making the contacts, we could certainly have a couple of members of our board be willing to sit in on any kind of a group we get together. Because like I said, the time thing is one thing, but the finance is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could do it with a number of different entities, it would be possible. But taking it on as a project, the county alone, I know there's no way we could get it done. But we would definitely look into any partnerships we could get.
That would be awesome. Are there any documents? I've gone through the archives and found different meeting archives. But are there any archives that I could see as far as like any estimates that have already been done to get it done?
I know that in maybe 6-7 years ago, we did an engineering study done on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can locate that, is there a reason why we couldn't pass that along for reference?
Yeah, no. I don't think it was that long ago.
Yeah, maybe not. I remember they actually had a video display of the project, so.
You know, one thing that would be helpful is, you know, the state will not let us reduce the cost of the speed limit to 35, and at 50 mile an hour, that's where the big cost was. It's like tripled our cost.
Because we had to move so much dirt to make it to where, because of the grade.
Mm-hmm. So one, I talked to some other engineers, and they said one thing that could be possible is if we, if the Village of Hubbard would annex out to the lake, we could make that 35 mile an hour, and then we would have to just have like an interlocal agreement with the Village of Hubbard, say a 100-year agreement, whatever, that we would take care of that road, so that we'd take the burden off of them.
When talking with the board and some of the board members, their concern is the bridge. When's the last time that bridge has been inspected?
Well, the bridge gets inspected every other year, but even with that bridge there, the municipalities like Jackson, Homer, they do not have the financial ability to take care of bridge, so that falls on the county. So that bridge would always be a county bridge.
Putting those kind of things in writing, I think, would encourage Hubbard to play nicer than where they've been previously. I know that's one of the reasons that they didn't want to annex before.
That could be written into the interlocal agreement as well. But they're only paving out to Martinique, so there's 600 feet to the bridge that isn't.
So my understanding was the bridge. It was Martinique's past.
That from Martinique to the bridge is county road. So I'm working with the engineer to get some cost estimates on that to see if we can piggyback off.
Do them while they're there.
I talked to Jeff about this a little bit too. So we're kind of working to see what those numbers are.
Well, if that part of it was ever going to get done, now would be the time when they're actually doing it. For sure, if we could work that in.
Sounds good. So I can meet with you. I'm assuming you do then, Jeff and Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Woodman's. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to get started as soon as possible. So if I can get info.
If you want to start talking to the other entities and find a time that works for people to get together.
Perfect. Yeah, and if I can look at the engineering that you've already gotten, that kind of gives me an idea of where to start. And
sometimes when you're setting that up, if you can have a couple, three dates, then it's easier when you go forward to the next person.
Correct. Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Board to approve resolution 26C-003, grievance board and list of members for 2026 is set forth in the employee handbook. There again, it's in our file there, so everybody, all of the commissioners put three names of representatives of theirs to sit on the grievance board if it ever has to be used, and that list is in there. So,
motion to approve resolution 26C-003.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Murphy Neal?
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, Treasurer, requesting approval of Resolution 26C-004, permitting pledge securities. The powers that be have not gotten back to her, so we are going to move that back to our next meeting. Need board to discuss and approve process to proceed for county foreclosure parcel 22001112, case file CI 23-47, wherein the taxes and said property have not been paid since 2018, which it's actually a lot longer than that. I don't know where the 2018 number came in. And the amount due as of January 30th, 2026, would be $26,5701. Victor Olson owns a property next to the parcel and is wanting to obtain and add to his deed. I talked to Carrie, Victor's wife, who is the daughter of Linda Skovanek, longtime county employee. And it's a piece of ground that 40 years ago was owned by a person who was leaving the community, and that piece of property was given to Frank and Linda Skovanek. The piece of ground is about 5 foot wide and 30 foot long, and it's out between their house and the street. I don't know how it was ever plotted that was a different piece of property, but it is. So now that Victor and his wife had taken possession of that piece of property, they were wanting to get that cleaned up. It had gone to a sheriff's sale before and did not sale. So it's looking like probably the best way to proceed would be for another sheriff sale to happen with that piece of property, see if anybody else is interested in that. Randy's fully aware of all the particulars and said that he would do that. And also, Randy, is it right that the people that are interested in buying it would have the ability to bid on it by phone or try to buy it by phone, not being, because she's in California.
About a week ahead of time, if you wanted to give us a bid, we would know exact amount. And if you put a, if the board decides to put a bid in, that'd be the first bid. If he beat that bid,
okay,
he would be the one deeded in the sheriff's deed if nobody else bid.
Okay. Is that the? Do you have any further questions, Victor?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Again, I just wanted to add that, you know, this has been at sales a couple of times for auction, and it hasn't sold then due to it being a strip property next to my land and with joining easements and all that. You know, I find it hard to believe anybody would want to buy it, especially if there's any back taxes due on that. And, you know, really, it's my wife and I have the true interest in doing that, and I believe that, you know, that property, you know, being taken care of for 40 years, I don't know if it really beats the adverse possession law prior to the foreclosure, in which it seems like some reading was to say that, you know, I should have, you know, Frank and Linda should have taken ownership of that, and that, you know, when it doesn't sell and we continue to go to subsequent auctions, that, you know, again, the county must dispose of it at one of the, you know, both statutory methods, by sell it by private sale, transfer it to another government entity, or vacate or merge the parcel into an adjacent parcel at no cost. And that's the direction we're going. And then we simply like to take possession of it at no cost, add it to our deed, and we'll be willing to pay all the taxes going forward on it. And if there is any tax accumulation, that shouldn't occur when it's owned by the county, because they can't impose taxes on themselves. I don't know where that tax came from, but again, I don't believe anybody's going to buy the land no matter how many options you have. And whether it's, you know, a simple adverse possession and or, you know, we have to vacate or merge the parcel where the county can't sit on it for, you know, 10, 15 years. In order to just go ahead and close this matter out cleanly, I would like to just take possession and do the vacate or merge to the adjoining parcel.
Is it your understanding that the county owns the property presently?
I am aware of that.
No, I said, is that your feeling? Because I think our feeling is that we don't own it presently.
I just heard that it was in foreclosure and we had to go to the county attorney, so my understanding was that it was in their possession, but
there's no deed that the county has that is in possession of that piece of property.
Okay. But again, you know, my statement is that, you know, we'd just like to close this matter out that's been open for a long amount of time, and if we could just simply take possession of it, pay the taxes going forward, that we could close this out and not keep it on the books for any more periods of time.
The sticking point is that the state of Nebraska, you know, makes most of the decisions that we have to follow, and we don't have the option to say that, you know, we don't have the option to waive the previous, having talked to our powers to be over the last couple of days. You know, it would make sense in my eye too, that, but I guess it doesn't look like that's a possibility for us to do.
Yeah, I don't know. And Kim mentioned something about if they won't sell at the board, she'd recommend some fair and reasonable settlement of it. I don't know if that gave me the impression that she had some jurisdiction and given guidance to the board, and that there's some resolution that could be made at your level.
Yeah, we have the assessor and our treasurer both here at the meeting. And it doesn't appear, I personally don't believe that to be the case, that there is that leeway.
Yeah, and I'm still curious for the $2,600 in back taxes, where that came from.
You know, I went to the assessor's office today, and they and that was accumulated, it looked like, from 2008 on. The current tax for this year is only $94. Last year's was right at $100. But over time, I suppose the accumulation and the interest is how it came up with that $2,600 number.
Yeah, and I don't know where the starting 2018 date came along, because like you mentioned earlier that Frank and Linda owned this or had possession next to their lot since, like, you know, the late 70s.
Yeah, and I don't know where the 18 came from either, because everybody that I've referenced that to, because I have it on a piece of paper that had 2019, nobody knows where that came from. So I don't know the, but in the assessor's office, when we look back on the record, it went back to 2008. And I don't know why. Yeah, I guess I don't know why I wouldn't go back further than that, because, you know, Frank and Linda obviously had taken care of that property for a much longer time than that.
Yeah, and even since 2008, you know, the taxes are like $90, $100. It would probably be, you know, lower and lower and lower going all the way back there. I don't even know how that would add up to the back tax amount right now.
There's also the advertising costs and the interest. Is there penalty, or is it just interest in?
It's just interest in accrues daily.
Just interest in accrues daily, our treasurer tells us.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt the same way, you know, when I looked at that, and with the next year's coming up at 94, and then I was working off that 18 date too, 2018, and to me, I had no idea how it could get there, but I guess going back to 2008, and I don't know why it doesn't go back further than that, but I guess we'll just be happy that that's all the further it goes back.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as this land doesn't sell, you know, if it came down to an auction and, you know, a requirement to pay taxes, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in doing that. As a, you know, we just purchased the house and, you know, it's been in that state. We've taken care of it, or the in-laws did, for 40, 50 years. And, you know, again, I don't think it will sell. That's just additional cost. And if, again, if it was able to be just vacated or merged over the parcel to ours, we'd be willing to pay the taxes going forward, but not anything in the rears. So we're just taking a position that if the county is willing to go ahead and proceed in that manner and add it, we'll be more than willing to add it to ours, pay all future taxes, and we'll be able to clear this off of the record.
Yeah, I don't think that's an option that we have. I mean, I wish we had that kind of discretion, but we just don't have any of that discretion.
Okay, so there's a plan to put it up at auction again?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't sell again? I think this would be the third time.
Well, if you put a bid in on it and you're the winning bidder, you'll own it.
Well, how much do we have to pay?
So, if we own it, is that back taxes, title, fees, processing, anything like that?
You will go to the auction, and I imagine the auction will be out in the entryway of the courthouse.
Front hallway.
And if you bid a dollar and you're the only bidder, that's what you'll pay.
And I'll take it up free.
And the taxes. And the taxes will have to be brought up to date.
Okay, well, you know, again, I guess there's, you know, the county can't sit on it forever. I'm not willing to pay taxes. If, you know, the county wants to come take care of that property and maintain it going forward, too, I guess that's another option as well. But, you know, as it stands now, I don't believe anybody's ever going to buy it. And if it comes right down to that, this could be an open case forever. And, you know, I'm not willing to go ahead and pay back taxes on something that's been sitting idle and unresolved for years. But I am willing to add it to my deed and pay taxes going forward.
No, I wish we were able to do it the way you want us to, but we can't do that, or we'd have to relieve everybody that's got foreclosed parcels that have back taxes on them, and we just can't do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Can they come take care of them?
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. Will it be the responsibility of the county to maintain it going forward then, like it should have been?
I don't know if you can do this or not, but I'd file a quick claim deed on that property and see if you can quick claim deed it. And if you've been taken care of it for over 10 years, I think there's an option that way. Is that right, Kim?
It's been judicially foreclosed, so I don't really think there's an option for that.
Okay. I guess seeing if there was an option. I guess that's not an option either.
Okay, so if it is going to go to auction, do we ever get to know when that
will be? You know, your other option is start paying the taxes on that parcel as of now, and then you'll end up with it in 10 years.
But they still have to pay the back taxes by statute.
The back taxes have got to be caught up, too. And, you know, I look at it this way. If it's adjoining your parcel of property, and you buy that property for $2,600, that's going to increase the value of your property at sale if you ever decide to sell it.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I guess put up for auction.
Huh? Yeah, when is the auction?
Do we have any timeline when this auction may happen?
Tentative date right now, I'll start the advertising this week. We're looking at the 11th of March.
Tentative date is 11th of March.
I have his phone number.
And Randy has your phone number, and you will be contacted.
The auction is the 11th of March?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry we couldn't be more help.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do we need a motion?
Next, board to approve planning and zoning membership appointments. 1 year appointment to following geographical areas: rural Emerson, rural Dakota City, and rural Willis. For a 3-year term starting February 2026 through February 2029. We have people that have been expressed their interest in sitting on the planning and zoning, which has become a lot bigger ask than it's been in the last several years. There's been a number of projects, so these guys have been busy, and Martin Rohde has offered to serve. Gordon Hagee and Stephen Lieber, north of Willis, there for the 3-year term. So that's the gentlemen who have offered to serve on our planning and zoning board.
And just, they do a good job, those three. And they're pretty much at every meeting, and they put in, so.
Yeah, it's a lot more work than it has been in the past, too, yeah. So it's.
I'd make a motion to approve those three.
Second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Board to review applicants for the vacant position of county sheriff and appoint qualified applicant to fulfill the remaining term through 2026. Brian and Rick had looked through any potential applicants we had. I'll go ahead and hand it off to you, gentlemen.
After going through all the applications and meeting with Rick, we decided to bring one name to the board.
Okay.
And that'd be Tim Decker.
All right. Any additional comments by anybody?
I visited with Tim as well as Brian did, and I agree he's the favorite applicant to carry on for now until right. Gets reelected.
All right.
So I'd make a motion, if it's okay, to appoint Tim Decker as sheriff.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tim, do you have anything you want to say? Or?
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tim.
Sheriff.
Congratulations, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Couple words, Sheriff. Yeah. Give us a couple words.
I appreciate you
appoint me to the position, and I'll do my best at it. So we have a good group of people, so, and once you guys raise their rate, their pay, we'll really have
oh.
I wasn't part of this contract.
The one thing I will tell you is, even though you're appointed, if you're going to run, that has to be done by, I believe, the 22nd. Or February 17th. So haven't been a guy who's been caught in that snafu before. Make sure if that's your plan going forward, get your stuff done. Tim, and congratulations. Looking forward to working with you.
Tim, one thing I'd like to see, and I think you'll probably do it anyway, is come to the board meetings yourself and give us a jail report and update on the road and things like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Also, in your packet, there is a copy of a contract. Tim, have you seen that?
No.
Why don't you step up here, and we'll get you one to look at.
There's one.
Okay.
It's blank at the moment. It's
blank.
I get to look at it. Wait. Should I please stand up? It's a little taller.
It's blank right now, so don't get too excited.
Yeah, but that's what it looks like.
It breaks down the... the pay will be current, what your current, the current sheriff was making, broke out over that those pay periods that are left in your term. And
okay, yeah. Is this my copy to keep? Yeah. I can just write what I want.
Yeah, just write that. Write that in there.
Write your number.
Yeah, I'll write my number and I cross the table.
Yeah, somebody's got to fill that card out. What's that?
So get that signed today, Tim, for
you. Okay. All good. Okay, so the contract just simply states that Tim Dechter is our acting sheriff, taking care of the vacancy that was given when Sheriff Kleinberg retired. He will do the duties of the sheriff, compensation in the amount of $2,365 per pay period.
$3,000.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I said two, didn't I? $3,265.43 per pay period. Dated today's date. All right.
So moved.
So Marty and then Brian.
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Old business, Jolene, Highway Superintendent, road report.
Some lightness.
Right. We did not have any maintaining. It's been a little cold for that. We had 101 hours on tree removal, 35 hours pulling the magnet, 24 hours on sign repair, 2 hours on weed spraying. We did not have any grading or gravel concerns. We had 3 applicants go get their CDLs. I was telling you about that the last time around. Yep. The college helps the guys apply for a grant, which they all got, so
nice.
Didn't have to pay anything for that. So that covered all their costs, licensing and of the course. So that was really huge.
Yeah.
The guys have been working really hard on going through all the equipment, doing a lot of repairs, doing a lot of cleaning in the shop. You guys would be pretty surprised to go out there and see it right now. Pretty nice. They built a wall upstairs to keep all the dirt and dust away from the filters and the parts and everything we have up there.
Nice.
We kind of did part of it a couple years ago, kind of put a little office up there for the weed sign guy, and then now we finished that off. So that should make a big difference.
I know that you had a lot of young guys start at the same time, but they sure seem to be doing a good job for you.
Yep. So another question I had back to the M Avenue, as I told you, we're trying to work on maybe piggybacking off their bid. The engineering firm that Hubbard is using is JEO, and he asked if we would use them or be wanting to go with somebody else. We don't really do a lot with JEO, but they're into the project. They've been doing it all. I kind of wondered if it was okay just to keep rolling with them.
I think so. Like I said, they've done all the groundwork.
They've already done the soil sampling and things like that out there, I'm sure. So.
Right.
It would be setting the rail again, start all over.
Yeah.
We would have to do a separate contract with them since the Village of Hubbard is doing this through a USDA grant, it sounds like, getting funding through that part. So. Which is kind of all in the process, still trying to come up with a number to see what's going to go on, and hopefully I'll have some more information back by the next board meeting. But
okay. Very good.
We'll keep working on that.
Sounds good.
Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner committee reports.
Spent a full day in Lincoln on Friday with the health department grants for their rural community health worker program. There's a lot of initiatives in rural Nebraska for expanding access of health care to different minority populations. So I spent a full day like brainstorming and did a plan. So I'm like on a monthly call now with them to figure out how we can do more with the minority community.
Okay, very good. Absolutely.
Christy, I and Leslie, we met with the City of South Sioux, talked over some of the TIF issues, and I felt it was a good meeting, and I think, you know, maybe there'll be some things that will happen in the future. Hard to say what it'll be, but we did have a good meeting, I thought. So.
I ran into Oscar afterwards, too, and he said the same thing. He thought that he felt like the city was being responsive, and hopefully, you know, as time goes forward, we can get a little better handle on it to where we don't see quite so much of it.
Well, they've got quite a few TIFs out there, mm-hmm. and some of those TIFs are coming close to coming off the tax deal. Instead of re-TIFing those, maybe reduce the number of TIFs because they've got more TIFs coming on.
Yeah.
And when they re-TIF, it just puts us right back to zero.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they take them off the TIF, then we get that value, added value, and then if they re-TIF it, then it starts there. So we kind of gain some ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they kind of understand that now. So that just the things.
Thank you guys for putting that together.
They did a real good job. We're proud of your assessors.
They did. I know that talking to the mayor, too, that I think not everybody's always fully aware of where everything stands, and I think and talking to Bart too, that there was a little bit of an eye opener for some of them too. So thank you guys. Brian, did you have something you want to add?
No, we do have mail emergency business.
Okay, Brian wants to know if we have any mail emergency business.
No.
Anything else, Brian?
No, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.